Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Jay Gruden joins the show at 3. We've got Caps tickets to give away at 4. And Adam Amin, who you just heard calling the game for Fox in that highlight, stops by at 5 o'clock. Danny, Jaden Daniels returned. We talked on the show really all season long. We've discussed this. But the last week or two, the convo has been about whether or not he should come back and play. I have advocated loudly for him to play football. I think he needs to play. I still feel that way. And if he's healthy against the Giants this weekend on the Meadowlands or next week against Philadelphia, I will advocate for him to play football because I think he needs to play football. I think when you watch him play, you see a guy who is not playing at the level he did last year because he has not had the reps in practice and in games and with his teammates to play at a high level. So he's not playing at a high level against Seattle the last time out or against Dallas the time before that necessarily, or certainly in this game against Minnesota where he had a 35 rating and a pick of Andrew Van Ginkle, and he was 9 of 20 for 78 yards. So I think he's got to play football, but he did get hurt again. And now we are at a point, Danny, where it's 3 straight games he's played and he's left with an injury, and it does feel like if he plays, he gets hurt. And so now you're eliminated. You got a month left to the season. That's a lot of football ahead of us. But this conversation's going to come back up in a big way after he landed on that elbow.
Shut him down. That's it. Enough. No more. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. This is very simple to me. You already said it. You just summarized it. When he plays, he gets hurt. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. I deal with what is. Here's what is. He's come back 3 times. He's been hurt 3 times. We can't do it. Whoever's fault it is, the answer is yes. You want to blame him? Want to blame Cliff? You want to blame the offense? Want to blame the O-line? You're probably wrong, but whatever. He can't get through games and stay healthy. We'll try again another time. Here's my analogy.
To be clear, though, you have been for bringing him back.
100%. He needed to play football.
But you don't think he needs to play football now? Or the back seat?
I still do. That's now in the corner and tiny, and it's overruled. You're in a box. You could stare at that corner. You're right. He needs to play, but we can't do it. We can't do it. Here's this very simple analogy that I have. I have two older sons, 12 and 7. They play together. They should. I'm not yelling at you. They should be able to play together without incident. They should be able to, right? How many times have I said to them, hey, guys, can't have that kind of sound, can't have the whining, can't have something break, can't have an incident, can't have a problem. And they go, oh, okay, no problem. I have to come back a second time and warn them. I come back a third time and warn them. And at the end, I come back and say, that's it, we're all done. We should be able to play together without anybody screaming and crying. We should be able to have the TV not break or this piece of glass not fall or a scratch on the wall or someone come to be bleeding. We should be able to do it, but we can't. We can't get through that session. We can't play together. Find something else to do. Go your separate ways. That's what's happened to me. That yesterday broke me. That fall was innocuous as far as football falls go. That should not have been the thing. I'm now going to scream at you, again, not you, Grant, and everybody who will listen to me, that he shouldn't have been playing in the first place. If that fall can knock him out of the game, you shouldn't have been cleared. But I'll get to that in a second. The idea that we can't is frustrating. It's embarrassing. It's exasperating. It's pathetic. But we are here. I'm acknowledging that we are here. When he plays, he gets hurt. Therefore, he can't play. I don't know when it's going to be acceptable. I don't know when that's going to come. I just know that something's going on in the water. Something's going on in the air. Something's going on with this franchise where they have lost their privilege to trot him out there as far as I'm concerned. He will be injured again. I can't in good conscience do it. It sucks because he needs to play football. I'm done. Shut him down.
So there's a lot of different areas there I want to respond. But let's just start with the first one, the analogy of your kids don't get to play together anymore. To stay with that analogy, if they had to play together to get to a point where they learn how to play together, I think that's what we're talking about. Like, you're not going to get Jaden Daniels back to being Jaden Daniels without him playing in games to do it. So you're saying we're going to wait 7 months or whatever, and then we'll let them play together again and we'll hope for a different result. I just think in this analogy, it gets harder to play together as you wait longer since you've last done it. Because the longer you go without Jaden Daniels becoming Jaden Daniels, that is problematic. And when I say becoming Jaden Daniels, I mean playing like he did last year, right? Because just like the team, you've got last year and you've got this year, and they look very, very different. But the longer you go without him being on the field routinely, that's a problem. That stunts development. And playing at a high level, that's also an issue. So if that's the case in this analogy where your kids actually have to play together to learn how to do it, and it's the only way to break through this wall to the point where now they're not breaking things and screaming and crying, then however long you wait doesn't really matter, which brings me to my second point, which is for the people that are saying he shouldn't play again this season, they're basically saying that as a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Way of saying they don't trust him to stay healthy. That they think if he plays, he'll get hurt. Is that fair?
Yes.
Why would that be different in September? That's the part I don't understand.
I don't know. And I don't. Why was their offense the worst it's been all year when it was the healthiest? I mean, my point is,
sure.
This now defies explanation.
But here's my big picture point on this. Mm-hmm. You are acknowledging a really significant issue if that's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
What you're saying is, I don't trust this player to stay on the field.
Correct.
This player, where the original discussion before the draft was, mm-hmm. are we sure he's going to be able to stay on the field at this frame and this playing style? If you are advocating for shutting him down for a month of a football season and not playing him for four games at the end of the year, it's because you're saying he can't stay healthy.
Yes.
Now, if your argument is some fake thing like the offensive line can't protect him, which has not been a problem. The Seattle game was an example where the best defense in the league got after you. Minnesota blitzes, I get that. But go back to the Denver game with Mariota when the ball came out. This injury, almost every single injury, by the way, it's not that the O-line, he's in the pocket getting crushed. It's he's running, he's moving, he's scrambling, he's doing other things that have nothing to do with the O-line. Cliff's play calling doesn't protect him. Scrambling is not on the play caller. Yesterday was an interception where he's chasing it down and he gets destroyed at the middle of the field. Cliff Kingsbury shouldn't have called the interception play where Van Ginkle, I think he checked it at the line, by the way, and checks into a screen to the guy that defends the screen better on his side of the ball than anybody in the league, based on what I could tell. But that said, so are we now saying that Cliff Kingsbury shouldn't have called the interception play where Jaden chases it down and gets knocked down? No, he's a hell of a competitor. He's one of the great competitors on your team in the league, so he had an interception. He's running. He's playing football. It's a freak thing. But if you're telling me he shouldn't play again in this month, why is it different in September? Other than just saying, well, those games matter, and so we'll risk the injury then. If that's your answer, I guess okay. But what's going to change after the offseason? For this confidence that all of a sudden now he'll learn a lesson while not playing all offseason? That he can now stay healthy? Do you understand my confusion on
this? Of course
this?
I do. And so here's my response. One, we have now an automatic if he plays, he gets hurt. You're saying, I don't care if he gets hurt. When you
no,
say
no,
play.
I'm not saying that.
That's my when you translate my thing, now I'm translating your thing. So my response to you on your question is, I don't know the answer. I do know that this shouldn't be happening. This doesn't happen to any team that anybody's this bad. Something is so irrevocably broken, and if I could point to what it is, I would. I'd hand them a note card. Maybe they'd fix it. I don't know why it's going to be better. I hope with an overhaul. I hope with introspective discussions and evaluations of every single element of the organization, from training staff to water temperature to mold in the building. I have no idea. I have no idea what's going to be better. I hope with time it improves. If it doesn't, we can yell at each other about this next year. I know that when he plays, he gets hurt. That's the end of the discussion for me.
But will he be able to play in week one, or are we going to be worried about him then too?
Of course I'll be
and
worried.
And we'll wait to week two.
Of course I'll be worried.
But will he play in week one?
I have no idea. If we get to this situation again where every time he plays he gets hurt and has to leave the game, then no is the answer.
But I guess
I'm hoping for improvement. I don't have a specific formula to that. I do know that it's now to the point that it's irresponsible to put him on the field because he can't stay healthy. And your point is correct when you say, you're saying, I don't trust him to stay healthy. Yep. I got 100% data point now. When he plays, he gets hurt.
Okay, but
so
if
I don't
that's
trust him
the
to
case,
stay healthy.
Then the alarm is sounding.
The alarm is
which
sounding.
Which is so much bigger, the
yes.
big picture of the future
here.
Of this player
yes.
and the durability of this player. This is what it sounds like to me when you say, he shouldn't play for a month. Alert.
Yes.
Alert. Alert.
I have that alert.
That's
going
what
off.
I hear.
And rightfully so. You're right. We're in lockstep on that. The everyone's alarm bell should be exactly where mine is. I am seeing this so 100% correctly. We wait a while. He plays. Injured. We have 100% sample of that. This is such a disaster. This is such a disaster. If he plays next week, he will leave the game with an injury. I'll bet on that because he's done it three straight times.
And my point is I would bet against it because I don't know that it's ever happened before, but
we're here.
I totally understand what you're saying in that regard. I'm not asking Danny Hutier this. I'm asking your camp of people this.
Yes.
But to the people that say you can't play him, are they okay playing him in week one next year?
Yes.
Or should we wait until week two?
I think that's a what's the thing you always accuse me of? Straw manny?
Yeah.
Like right now.
It's 100% straw manny. I'm doing
right,
a bit.
Yeah, right now it's a disaster.
Yes.
I'm hoping it won't be a disaster next year. I'm hoping with an overhaul and a bunch. But again, that's all it is hope.
But
I have no data point that supports. I just know that right now, here's where we are.
Yes.
He plays, he gets hurt. I can't do any discussion past that.
Exactly. And it is straw manny. And it is a bit to drill home my point, which is, you're just saying, you're just kicking the can down the road. That's all people are doing is saying,
at this point,
I don't
yeah.
want to deal with this right now. I don't want to deal with the fact that, you know, he can't stay on the field,
mm-hmm.
that he can't stay healthy, that when he plays, the level is not what we want it to be or need it to be. So let's worry about it in September. That's what I hear. That's what people are saying. And I agree because the season will be back on, and hopefully they'll have a good supporting cast around him, which they did, by the way, in the shutout loss to the Minnesota Vikings. And because it's a new season where they're not eliminated, I understand that literally it makes more sense to play him in that game. But acknowledge people out there that if you're saying don't play him again for the next month, what you're actually saying is you don't trust that this player can stay healthy for 60 minutes of football.
And right now, this minute, that's the case for me.
That is a gigantic
correct
problem.
Yes, it is. It's and again, a lot of it's him. A lot of it is him. The overwhelming majority is him. And he need the change that I was begging for has not happened. And that's terrifying.
What injury this year can you pin on anybody else? I mean, I guess the nuances of you had to leave the pocket against Seattle because of pass rush, or you called an RPO where Dan Quinn essentially said after the game, we never run on that play anyway. Like, it was designed for a pass, and Debo's in the end zone, whatever. But, like, you could say they shouldn't have run an RPO, so you put a couple percentage points on Cliff, or the pressure happened, which just happens in the league. But Seattle was harassing him all day. But, like, that's a play where he chose to leave the pocket. The Green Bay play, he's running. This play, he's running. Dallas, he's in the pocket, and he's kind of reacting, and the hamstring goes on him. Where are the plays where it's something else?
Well, not necessarily the play, but Quinn himself said, I missed it. That's where we got the I missed it.
Oh, you mean
bit.
Taking him out of the
yeah,
game?
Yeah, not having
okay,
him in the
game.
Okay, that's fair. When they're down by a minute.
I just mean the actual
sure,
injury.
The actual play itself, right.
Do you look at the play and go, that's somebody else's fault?
Right, so you and I have disagreed about this, and we'll disagree about it forever. But to me, the we're in the shotgun all the time to emphasize his running, and that's a paradigm thing where it's more of an option for him, and it's emphasized for him, and that leads to decision-making that, you know, we'll continue to put him at risk. I mean, there was a play on the sideline yesterday where he's cutting back again, taking on shots. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, please don't stop this, stop this, stop this. And, of course, he just does it and pops back up because it was nothing. We only notice the ones where he gets hurt. To me, the process is terrible. And there needs to, like, I don't know what Cliff and Dan are saying to him behind the scenes. I have no idea. We'll never know. We get a glimpse on Hard Knocks, and it's usually a cliche, and then, you know, we'll high-five about Tavita getting another job because, you know, he's a commander for life or whatever the hell it is. But I don't know what's being said behind the scenes. I know that it ain't working. I know that the injuries are happening at a 100% rate, and until that's different, we can't do this.
I want to get back into this idea you brought up, which I've seen a lot of, and it's interesting. I'm not shooting it down. I just want to discuss it, that maybe he shouldn't have been cleared if you land on the elbow and you leave the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.